Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to end our Football Friday with James Lofton.
Where did he go to school real quickly? What college did he go to?
I always forget. He's an NFL on CBS.
There we go.
Former Bills receiver. I'm trying to – James, can you see I'm trying to deflect? I'm trying to deflect and trying to give all your – he's been a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He's an analyst for the NFL.
Well, I didn't want to get into all the good stuff.
I need to turn the clock back also because my senior year – I caught the game-winning touchdown pass. Joe's senior year, he caught the game-winning touchdown pass. Even though it was really incomplete, they later said it was complete.
You're beautiful.
I wasn't there, and I haven't forgotten.
Hey, I was feeling real good a few weeks ago. I was a little cocky when you guys were getting your you-know-what kicked around.
Cal's
back to being Cal again. This ought to be one heck of a game.
It really will be, and I don't understand why it's not the last game of the season anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
To me, that's so anticlimactic, but yeah, it's the way it is.
You know, that game's only getting to be where it's only big in the Bay Area, nowhere else,
yeah,
man.
Still the big game, if you ask me.
Yeah, right. James, I got to ask you this. Of course, you know, we're in the middle of the end run for the football season.
Yeah.
Teams getting into the playoff hunt, teams doing this. Of course, down here in Miami, we're talking a little bit about the draft, but unfortunately, the headlines for the last week nationally were about a suspension, about Myles Garrett,
yes.
Marquise Pouncey. Now it's racial slurs that were being thrown. Like, there's just a lot of – it's not the best publicity in the world and not the best thing you want to talk about, but it is the hot topic for the last week, from the actual little brawl at the end of the game until we now find out from New York that the suspension was upheld for Myles Garrett and Pouncey's was down to two. What'd you think of this whole thing?
Well, I went back this morning. I was looking at the last 90 seconds of the game, and the Steelers decided, down two scores, not to throw in the towel. Mason Rudolph was sacked on second down. He was sacked on third down. On fourth down, Myles Garrett got a jump off the line of scrimmage that they probably should have, you know, thrown a flag and, you know, stopped the play. But he beat the tackle. He split the running back who was there to kind of chip on him a little bit, and he put a hit on Mason Rudolph, and that started the skirmish. And I think what people forget is the rage that it goes on with every play that happens in the NFL and the intensity that you have to play. Anybody who's ever talked to Myles Garrett, here's a guy who writes poetry, you know, reads 17th century literature, and he lost it. And unfortunately, it's going to be a stain on his career going forward. And I just hate that it happened because, you know, it happened to some good people.
Right.
Pouncey, who was voted one of the Steelers team captains. But, you know, that's what happens when you see what was going on visually. You know, you got the helmet and you swing the helmet and you hit the quarterback in the head and the offensive lineman jump in to try and defend him. And David DeCastro from Stanford just kind of tackled him.
And, right.
You know, I hate that it happened for all of them.
We wanted to ask you right now, it looks like this Baltimore story with Lamar Jackson is a really, really – like,
yeah.
Honestly, I'd be lying to you when he came out of Louisville if I thought he was going to be this good and they would adjust the offense the way they have. Has he surprised you on just how good he's been? In year two,
you know, we had them week one against your Dolphins, and you know, they put up a lot of points. He did a lot of things, and I remember talking to him before the game in our meetings, and I asked him. I said, "Do you see, you know, the guys in the secondary? You know, that big strong safety is coming after him." He said, "Yeah." He said, "And I know who the big hitters are back there." So those are the guys that I dart out of bounds against or I slide.
Wow.
He said, now the other three guys back there, I'll take those guys on.
He said it
kind of like with a smile because he is tough enough and physical enough. And trust me, there have been just as many quarterbacks hurt in the pocket as opposed to outside the pocket. The game is changing, and you don't have to go all the way back to Michael Vick, but I almost take it back to Colin Kaepernick when he took the 49ers to the Super Bowl, and it kind of legitimized, okay, this quarterback who can run a little bit, who can run these RPOs, and everybody started going back to watch the high school games on Friday night and say, okay, what's an RPO? And I think it has just filtered into the league to where when Kyler Murray came in and he measured out at 5'10", and everybody said, oh, yeah, that's big enough. So it has just changed because every quarterback who comes in can now move. When Ryan Tannehill came in, here's a guy who had played receiver a little bit. And the fact that he could move and get around, you just have to incorporate that as part of your offense, and defenses have to adjust to it.
Well, you're not kidding. That read option, that run-pass option has just been huge for all these guys. But he's taken – you know, the other thing is, I knew I was going to end up doing this, but Lamar, he doesn't take a lot of big hits. He's really good at, like you mentioned, all those things and studying that stuff to know who the big hitters are and who the guys he'll be okay with that won't put a big hit on him. I thought that was really interesting.
And he's not overstriding when he's down the field. He has a compact stride. He can change direction. The 360 move that he made against the Bengals a couple of weeks ago, I would have gotten dizzy if I had tried that.
I'd have blown my knee out. I said my body would never have made that. I've seen you, though. Your body would have at least made that move. Now, you might have gotten dizzy, but then you outrun everybody. I remember, James, so stop that. Hey, I got to tell you something funny. I don't know if I told you. I ran into Tony Hill.
Did you really?
Down in the Keys and had a great talk with he and his wife. His son was working down here at the time.
Millie. Yep.
And I know you know all the old stuff. You know, Stanford guys and stuff, but he, what a great guy. Really enjoyed talking to him. I was going to tell you that, and I totally forgot.
It is great, the nice fraternity that we're in, whether it goes back in the pros or to college or even back to high school. When you run into somebody that, you know, you were teammates with or competed against 20, 30 years ago, it's a great fraternity.
We got to let you run, but it's always great talking to you, James. Thank you so much. Great way to wrap up a Friday.
You guys bone up on the draft down there,
all right? Oh, yeah, we're going to work, and we're going to get you, but we're going to turn you into Mel Kiper Jr. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
You bet.
All right, that was Hall of Famer James Lofton. He'll be on the Steelers-Bengals call this weekend, by the way.
There's not a lot of good Stanford guys, but he's a real – no, I'm joking.
Catch all the action this Sunday, good starting with that other pregame show on CBS Sports Network at 8 a.m., followed by the NFL Today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.